European Union leaders reached a deal today on fighting climate change. They agreed to cut greenhouse gas emissions to at least 40% below 1990 levels by the year 2030. There were deep divisions over the agreement, though. Officials from Poland, which relies on coal for energy, say decarbonizing its economy will slow business growth. Meanwhile, in Australia, there is controversy over coal as well. Environmentalists say it's threatening the Great Barrier Reef. The BBC's John Donison reports.
Everyone knows the Great Barrier Reef. It's a marine paradise, famous around
the world. The Great Barrier Reef is one of Australia's most precious treasures.
It's right here at the Southern Great Barrier Reef, which stretches from Bundaberg North Burnett in the south.
Tourism Australia promotes it heavily.
Our region offers visitors unique and diverse landscapes to discover.
A massive multicoloured jewel off the country's eastern seaboard. It covers an area bigger than Britain. There are more than 1,500 species of fish. Some of the coral structures date back up to 20 million years. Environmentalists fear in 20 years, the reef could be all but dead.
I'm convinced the Great Barrier Reef is dying. I've been convinced for many years.
David Hannon is one of the world's leading underwater photographers.
I've been back to some of my favourite spots that I filmed originally many years ago to capture the new material on high definition and found wastelands out there.
For divers like David, the reef was once an underwater wonderland, but more than half the coral has been destroyed in the last 30 years. An aggressive starfish, the crown of thorns, which has flourished because of fertilizers seeping into the ocean from farm runoff, has killed much of it. Tropical storms are also to blame, as well as increased carbon in the atmosphere, which has made the water too acidic. But there's also another threat. This is the massive coal terminal at Hay Point in Queensland, overlooking the turquoise waters of the Coral Sea. Are mountains of coal waiting for export. Australia ships out a million tons of coal every single day, and a good proportion of that is dug up in Queensland and heads out through the Great Barrier Reef. Offshore, there are huge coal ships, dozens of them, and environmentalists say dredging shipping lanes so bigger boats can pass through is also damaging the reef.
When it comes to mining in marine habitats, it's suicidal when you've got reef systems on the edge anyway to be putting any more pressures in it.
David Hannon again.
It's that simple. You have to decide whether it's mining or reefs.
But coal brings in billions of dollars every year for the Australian economy. Michael Roach is chief executive of the Queensland Resources Council.
While the rest of the world, particularly Asia, demands our coal or our gas, we will supply it. And if we don't, one of the other 100 countries in the world that produce coal will supply the coal.
And the government sees coal very much as part of Australia's economic future. Here's the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, speaking earlier this month.
Let's have no demonisation of coal. Coal is good for prosperity. Coal is an essential part of our economic future here in Australia and right around the world.
But that does not bode well for the future of the underwater world that is the Great Barrier Reef, a site which the UN's World Heritage Body has already warned could soon be listed as endangered.
The BBC's John Donison reporting.